Screen share,
This
screen.
meeting is being recorded.
Could you see my screen share?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you for the kind invitation, and I am pleased to give this talk CPC towards a sustainable green Higgs factory. So CPC, as you know, is only one of the future history his factory plans. So this is a circular one, so in addition to linear ones. So this is CPC looks like 100 kilometer. So for the Higgs energy and other three energies, WZ and the TT bar as upgrade. So this is the scientific goals. So to simplify the scientific goal, we can see that taking only Higgs, for example, for 10 years running, for the baseline, we will collect 3 millions of Higgs, for example. So this is the goal. So to reach this goal, we need to optimize the machine in terms of cost. And surely, which connects in relation with CO2 emissions. Secondly, we have to identify the technology which has a big impact or interrelation between the power consumption the technology, and then make R&Ds and technology improvements. And also, we need to recover the used, the waste heat, and also use green energy. So this is some aspect, and there's efforts, and the papers published I listed here. So this is the CPC machine, and this is the budget. For the energy repetition, for example, for the first block, this is the Higgs running her baseline. So you can see that the total power is about 260 megawatt. And inside this total power budget, the most power consumption is from RF, and then from the magnets and the utilities, which to there are many cooling waters and something there's a low temperature heat there, and also a cryogenic system. So I just give you so several examples of these source of energy consumption. Okay, so this is in terms of machine optimization design. So the first part is how long is the machine, and how to design this machine to make including the operation to reach the design goal. That means how many Higgs you want, and to make a cost a minimum, because if design is different and the length of the machine is different, surely the cost will be different, and also the CO2. To compare for the heat as a Higgs factory, imagine we if you compare the Higgs per the CO2 per Higgs, that means during all your scientific operation to get these several millions of Higgs, and the CO2 per Higgs, and then you want to make it a minimum. So this is but surely to calculate that you need to make some assumptions. For example, to compare with different machines, and we assume we are all using green energies. But in reality, surely different places might use different kinds of energies. I will show you. So this is the electricity status in China, for example, and you can see different places, province, and the the composition of the type of energies there. So I will not, this just like information. And also this is the carbon intensity expectation from 2010 until 2035. This is just for you information later. But China now is today, this since April this year, April, already nuclear power is already both including the built and the planned under construction, already reached the first in the world. And in terms of 2035, so the nuclear power in China will be 10% of the total electric power. So the carbon, the CO2 emission around 30 will be achieved the peak, and at 60 will get neutrality before 60. 2060. And from this power breakdown, so we identified some key technologies really to try to reduce the power of the machine and to recover some waste heat energy as energy. So this is something as a goal, so we know what we should do. And in the following is what we have done. So the key thing, as I said, the RF is the most power consumed, and surely the klystron is the key thing. So if you increase 1% even, so you will reduce the power. So this is a very significant impact. So so we have developed the high efficiency klystrons, and I will not go to the detail. And the most advanced, we have reached the 78%. This is the highest in the world. And we try to use energy recovery type klystron to single stage can reach 85, and two stage in theory can reach 90%. So this is something we are working on. Okay, for example, this is energy recovery klystron. It looks like that. This is one stage one, so 85%. If two stage collector, and then it can reach 90%. So about superconducting accelerator, which consumes also for cryogenics. So if the Q factor can be increased, so also the cryogenic system AC power will reduce. So this is the figure to show if you increase the Q factor, and then you will reduce cryogenic AC power. So this is the cavity and the Q factor. For example, this is a 651 cell. This is reached the highest in the world. The Q value 6 × 10^10. So now also other advanced technology about niobium 13. In this case, if this technology has a breakthrough, and the cryogenic system can work at 4.2K instead of 2K. In this case, the cryogenic power can be reduced. So this is something we're working on that. And also, as I said, the magnets is a big part of the power consumption source. And then there are some development for the permanent magnets. For example, this is dipoles, has been used in HAPS light source. And this we have experiences in these permanent magnets. And also, we are developing permanent magnets for the quadruples, which can be adjusted, not a fixed value, but can adjust. So this is something underway. Also the power supply and solid state, and also the heat pump, this kind of thing to try to recover the ambient the heat waste heat to use it. And also, sorry, and also by using these heat recovery chillers unit, and we have done that in HAPS light source to try to recover the heat of 42 degree water heat. So this is it's a low temperature heat, very difficult to recover. Anyway, these kind of things is in our field of research, and also gain some experiences in the existing machine like HAPS. And also we try to use solar energy, photovoltaic energy. For example, HAPS is a machine of 30 megawatt and 10 megawatts now we can produce by itself on the roof of the machine, and 10 megawatt has been produced not yet into the network, but anyway, this is something encouraging. Okay, so we also have efforts to make international collaborations on these subjects, and we had a mini workshop in Hong Kong 2 years ago, last year, sorry, January, and a mini workshop on green accelerator and the colliders. So you can find the names you're familiar. And so we have talks and works and in these fields in relation with the international efforts. Okay, so this CPC milestone, so it's a big endeavor for the human being of this kind of a big machine after the Higgs discovery at CERN. So we hope these international projects can offer to the high energy physics community a early Higgs factory, and hopefully these can be start construction 27 and completed the construction around 35. So this is a rough plan. Okay, I stop here. And so any questions?
Thank you so much.
Any questions?
Okay, I'm
sorry, in the chat.
Sorry for the echo. I was just wondering. When would you think you can implement?
Excuse me, the voice is, there's an interruption. So would you please repeat your question?
Yes, I think in one of the slides around number seven, right? You were mentioning the price. When do you think implemented?
Page seven? No? Which one?
Let me just see. One of the next
one
ones?
A bit more.
They don't check in the slides as well.
Which one?
I'm just checking the exact number. So in the one after the green steps, 13.
Sorry?
Number 13.
Ah, 13. Okay.
Yes.
Just a moment. There's no number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Here, right?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm just wondering,
I'm just wondering when
to implement the fourth
floor.
Understood that currently you are at the third floor.
So this klystron is under study, and the principal proof has been made for the collector. And then now we are doing that. So this is the first stage is we build a klystron, and it looks like that on the bottom, this klystron. And the collector has been tested previously. So this is the principle is here on this top picture. And then this is under maybe after say 2 years, one in more than 1 year, and this klystron can be completed.
Okay. Thank you so much for the talk.
Okay, thank you.
Also,
copy.